It's your girl Telly Mo
and Mooney Holmes,
and welcome to Brunch Cheese, where we'll be serving truth,
sipping tea,
and serving
and
truth.
Serving truth.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, world.
Hey,
how was your weekend, Telly?
It was good.
Well, yeah, y'all can see because I'm slinging it everywhere. Ain't nothing in here. Telly got something in hers.
I do. It was good. I mean, I had a good week. Work was work. Went to the gym, killed myself. Mm-hmm. Couldn't move. My legs hurt. My ass hurt. My abs. I said abs. Abs was hurting.
Abs.
Everything was hurting. And I'm okay now, but I go back to Monday to get this work. So, yeah. What about you, Mooney? How was your week?
Busy as heck. Planning an event for Untapped Miami and planning things for Brunch Teas. It was very busy,
I know y'all saw all our damn
tedious, but you know, everything worked out for the good. So I'm happy. I'm proud of myself. 2018 is mine. It's ours too. But
that part, what she said. Yeah.
Ain't no sleep. This was the original cup that was supposed to be in the promotional video.
Yeah.
Shout out to Paris Dior PD Vision.
Sorry. Damn, PD Vision.
PD Vision. Shout out to you. That's my girl.
Yeah.
Ever since I started Untapped Miami, I've been watching her, and she is amazing. I am glad to know her as a friend and as a fellow female entrepreneur, videographer, just a creative thinker. Shout out to you, Paris.
Shout out to Paris.
But yes, it says, just a girl boss. Can you guys see it? Just a girl boss building her empire.
They can see it.
But you know. That's that.
And of course, you know. I love my cup. It says Afro Latina and her glasses.
Represent. And we got a story for you guys.
Oh, yeah. We got a story.
We got a story. But before we get to that story, I want to bring up what happened to our Facebook page this morning. Right?
Okay, go ahead.
Let's just talk about that. So, I am the first day we dropped promotional materials. Okay, mm-hmm. You say we had a podcast. We didn't do too much with it, but we got a podcast. The next morning, somebody comes on our post and says, oh, you lesbians, is this and that. Y'all doing a bad thing or something he said. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to read it word for word because it's not even necessary.
It's not.
But I just want to know, what made this person think they were lesbians?
Oh, because he's trying to be nosy, trying to see one. He probably wanted to talk to one of them.
I think so.
Trying to see what was up.
And then he proceeded to go on my personal page and say the exact same thing. Sir.
Oh, that's... Oh, okay.
What I would want to say is not the nicest thing to say, so I'ma just leave that alone. And then he said something about, well, if you're not rug cleaners or whatever he said,
basically then try to lie.
Why don't you have male friends? Who what made you think from them pictures I don't have male friends? And what made you think from the pictures I don't have kids, even though I don't, neither one of us have kids.
No, we don't.
So what you're saying is because we're doing this and we don't have a boyfriend or any kids, something wrong with us? What's your take on that, Tessa?
Well, me personally, I'm like, okay, because we are taking pictures together, we have to be lesbian. Nothing wrong with being lesbian, you know, that's your preference. But the fact of the matter is, don't make assumptions. Don't make assumptions about what you think is happening. Like I said, I feel like he was reaching.
It bothered me.
Basically, if somebody was single, or somebody had some kids and was married, because apparently he liked what he saw.
Apparently,
but he came at it the wrong way, and he's somebody's grandfather. And
that's oh my him. God,
he's somebody's grandpa.
And for him, listen, I said, listen, sir, I'm gonna say this in the most respectable way I can, and I broke it down to him. But we're not gonna get on that. We're gonna stay positive and stay focused. So.
So, I'm going to introduce my segment, which is called Ties with Telly. It's basically talking about upcoming heat that's going to drop. Some shoes, some sneakers, apparel, urban wear for men and women alike. Just trying to get out there. Also, I want to encourage new like t-shirt designers or people who are coming up with urban wear apparel to send us some stuff. Mm-hmm. Send us something. Send us some of a sample of what you're working on or your clothing brand or whatever the case may be, so we can have some type of promotion or sponsorship if you would like for us to do so. So the shoes that I have picked for this Ties with Telly are some Air Max 97s, two pair to be exact. One is coming out March 31st, which is the South Beach Air Max 97. Let me tell you
how. Real fire.
Listen, these shoes is fire. Now, I have seen most people with them already because, you know, everyone has, mostly everyone I know, has shoe plugs coming from where I come from. So, my whole Instagram and Facebook is sliding down with shoes already, okay? Mm-hmm. And they come out on the 31st. But there is a special pair of Air Max, let me see, Air Max 197s. They're, it's like a light blue and like tan color. It's really, really pretty. It comes out on Monday, which is kind of weird, but,
you know. So when do shoes regularly come out?
Listen, something can come out every day, to be honest. Oh, normally, okay. They will come out on the weekend, on a Saturday, especially like Jordans or, special type of Nikes. Most of the time they come out on the weekend, the newer shoes come out, but then they have ones that they don't have release dates, they just put them in the store.
They do a Beyonce.
They definitely do a Beyonce.
The Beyonce.
And they be the fire. So these are, I think they're limited, if I'm not mistaken, but they're corduroy material.
Show them a little preview. Don't mind my phone, y'all. It's a little crack. It's a screen protector.
So these are hot. I don't know if you can really see it.
Yeah, there you go.
So these are coming out on Monday. I think these are absolutely amazing. I want a pair. They cost $160, which is not bad. It's not bad because that's how much they're in men's sizes. So okay, 7.5 on up. I don't think it's bad.
It's not bad. I'm not a tennis shoe person. Because
people spend more than that to get them before time. So
spend that on purses.
The other shoe is $160 as well. The South Beach 97 Air Max is going to show you those right
those
there.
Those are pretty.
Yes, they are. They are also $160. And you know, normally when you come.
That look good with the new Heat jersey that they got out.
They got
a
new Heat jersey?
Go look tropical up. Looking jersey like that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go look at it. These normally, like I said, they cost $160 regular price. Normally, when you cop them early, a good $200, you know, if you got a plug or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those are my shoes for this week. I think you should go out and cop them. Me personally, I'm gonna try to go cop them. I got bills, so
oh god,
unless anybody wants to sponsor me, you know. I'm all for it.
All for it.
And let's get to our topic.
The topic of the day. Which is relationship goals. So, Telly, tell us what made you decide to make our topic relationship goals today.
So, the reason why I decided to do relationship goals as a topic is because I've been listening to a pastor named Michael Todd. Shouts out to him and Transformation Church in Tallulah, Oklahoma. He is amazing, people. Amazing. I think you should really go listen to him. And he had an 8-part series on relationship goals in living in your singleness, dating, and being married. Mm-hmm. And I think it's something that we should talk about because people look at other people on Instagram, social media, and Facebook, say, oh, I want to be like them. Who Cardi B going? What's Offset? Okay, there you go.
Amigos.
So Cardi B and Offset. Oh, I want to be like them. Or Will Smith and Jada Pinkett. Oh, I want to be like them. Not knowing what they had to go through to get where they're at right now. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Or you look at somebody that you know for years, Well, not even though. You just see they're a cute couple. He's like, oh, that's relationship goals, because he bought her some shoes and got money laid out, and oh, go get your hair done, go get your nails done, did all. Oh, that's relationship goals. Girl, not knowing, he might be putting her through hell. But that's that's what you want.
It was a video of a baseball player? I forgot who he played for. But it was a video about 2 years ago, and he was physically beating on his girlfriend in the staircase, slapping her, pushing her down, and everything. You ain't seen that? It was on Facebook. I don't know.
Did he get married? I think I seen that. Did he get married this year? Like he had? Oh, no, that girl.
I don't know, but it was 2 years ago, and the same girl still with him.
Oh no, that wasn't it. Cause this one had this one was the girl was beating up on him.
Oh no, okay. I don't know that one. But yeah, what is your definition? Like, what would you consider a relationship goal for you?
Well, a relationship, listen, okay, relationship goals, to me, I don't really aspire to, yes, that's my FK word, y'all, aspire, you're gonna hear it a lot. I don't really see anybody's relationship that I want to mimic or anything like that.
I'm not saying like that. What is your definition of relationship
goals? Oh, well, my definition of relationship goals, somebody I can build something with, somebody that supports me like I support them, you know, that's willing to go through the trenches, and even though we're going to have hard times, not really give up on each other. We don't like to work for it most nowadays in relationships. When it's tough, when it gets tough, oh, okay, I'm out. Oh, I'm finna go talk to old girl that I used to talk to, or talk to old boy. You got a backup plan. Most of these people got backup plans. And in my relationship, I don't want a backup plan. Exactly. I want us to work it out. I want you to date me intentionally. I want you to know, like, I don't want to waste
time. Actually date me.
Yeah.
I don't want Netflix time. And chill. It's nothing wrong with Netflix and chill.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. But
every day?
You have to put in work. Me, I want somebody who's going to put in some work. You talk to me. You listen to me. You know the things that I like to do, want to do. And the same thing goes for guys. I listen to you. I know what your dreams are, what you aspire to be. If you know I want to go horseback riding, and that's not something you really want to do, but you know that's something that I want to do, sometimes you sacrifice and you do it anyway because that's what I want to do. Or you could be like, you know what, babe? Call one of your closest friends. I set up for you and your friend to go horseback riding because I know that's something that you want to do.
That would be nice.
Hello? It doesn't take much. It doesn't take much. But, you know, that's what I see as relationship goals. What about you, Marie? What is your definition of relationship goals?
I'm going to be completely honest and transparent right now. I've had a taste of relationship goals while I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
My high school sweetheart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I can honestly say he made it very, very, very hard for me to date in society today.
Okay.
Because with me and him, it was like I was wherever he was my shadow. It's like it was a push and pull effect. You give me power, I lose power, you give it back to me in return.
Mm-hmm.
It's a push and pull.
It should.
It's a push and pull. So, just like you say, you gotta compromise and you got to communicate with each other. Everything is business, relationships. Any great business or relationship deal has to have a lot of communication.
Definitely.
Because you may say something and the other person may take it the wrong way, and you never meant it for it to be taken that way. Instead of holding it in and building up frustration, you have to communicate with each other.
Definitely.
That is the main relationship goal for me. Tell me the truth, I'll tell you the truth. I know it's hard nowadays in society because, like you say, people got backups. People, like they say for women got the food plug, the money plug,
yeah,
the slider plug.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's sad, but that's society today. But if you want to build something real, you have to be real with yourself.
Definitely.
You have to love yourself
first
before you can love somebody else.
That's the key. To love yourself and know what you want within yourself, by yourself first before you hook up with someone. Because if you hook up with that person and you try to basically latch on to that person and make yourself whole with that person, you'll never be whole.
It's not going to hurt.
You'll never be whole. Because you'll sit up here and be like, oh, okay, I love him. I want to be with him. Blase, blase. He do something wrong to you. Then the next guy you get with, I love him. Mm-hmm. I want to be with him. And it's like you never really found out who you were, what you want, mm-hmm. what you need in mm-hmm. order to make you happy. Because a person can't make, another person can't make you whole.
That is very true. I'm not even going to lie. When I see Jay-Z and Beyonce, I'd be like, dang, I want something like that. But at the end of the day, I don't... Beyonce told it to us totally in Lemonade. Right.
Yeah, she did.
But it's the way she did it was beautiful within itself. Because I love Beyonce for that. Because she's very private. She's very mm-hmm. personal with her personal business. She don't let everybody in. But when she does it in an artistic way. Beyonce is amazing.
She is.
Beehive represent.
Huh? I love
it. Beehive represent. Uh-oh. But it's a lot that comes with that. The psychology of relationships too. Mm-hmm. Because when somebody don't know what they're doing, it's because of what they seen while they were growing up. So if somebody
Sometimes because some people come from good homes. They see their parents. They've never seen their parents in a negative light. Mm-hmm. But then when you get older and you actually talk to your parents and you realize all the stuff that they put up with in that marriage, or they stayed together for you guys, and now they're just, you know, they're older and they're like, you know what, I'm not going to be sitting up here trying to go and find somebody else. I thought I dealt with this man or this That's woman true. For 25 years.
But you could tell the parenting, because the parents don't let the children know. The parents let the children be children.
Yes, definitely.
I respect that.
You don't put your kids in your business. Mm-hmm, understandable. Mm-hmm. But, you know, back to just the relationship goals, quote unquote. I feel like we said before, make yourself happy. Mm-hmm. When you learn how to be single, and that was one of the key things that he was talking about, learning how to be single and happy in your singleness. Just because you are single does not mean you are lonely.
That is very true.
Just because you're single does not mean you are lonely. Some people like being by themselves.
And then you got to think about it like this. For me, I've been single for 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 6 years? My God. But I've been single. Of course, I've been talking to a few people.
Yes.
But it never went anywhere. But I am content with being single in all my singleness, because my focus is not on building a relationship mm-hmm. or a fairy tale relationship. Mm-hmm. My focus is on me building my happiness, mm-hmm. building my empire, building my career, mm-hmm. and then when I'm doing that, I know the right person will find me, the like-minded person will Definitely. Find me.
Now, me, I had to learn that the hard way. I've been in a few relationships. Some you can't even really consider them relationships. I've learned a lot. Now I know how to be happy being single. I had to learn that the hard way. I was looking for something. I was trying to fill the void. I was that person, you know, trying to latch on to someone and make myself whole, mm-hmm. not knowing how to be whole all by myself. Now, and I'm about to turn 30, you know, now I know that I have to make me happy and I have to put myself first. That goes for anybody though. Not just relationship. That goes for your family. That goes for your friendships. Like she said, business, you know, business dealings or business partners. Because at the end of the day, you have to trust yourself. You have to know yourself. You have to love yourself. Mm-hmm. In order to love someone else, you have to love yourself and know exactly what you're getting yourself into. It's funny to me that I had to go through all of that mm-hmm. in order to get to this point. But it's for a reason.
I'm proud of you, because I was with you through that journey of
child. You sure was.
I was there with her in the trenches, and I'm just like,
I know she's a roadhouse, but this girl is so stupid, Lord. But I'm gonna have to say, I'm gonna listen to it. Go ahead, just roll them. Like, just look, girl. Okay, that's fine. All right, friend. Whatever you feel like doing. And I mean, that's what friends do. You get what I'm saying? You listen.
I get my little piece
here and there.
I don't be too aggressive.
You know what's funny? My friends used to tell me, you know, even her, she'd be like, "You give good advice, but you don't listen to your own advice. You don't listen to yourself."
No.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-mm. And I'm finally listening to myself now.
Amen.
And I'm in a happier place. I'm in a better place. I don't expect as much from my counterpart anymore because that's not what makes me happy. You know what I'm saying? I haven't, you know, poured myself into that person just to make me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, looking at other people and saying, "That's what I want." Relationship goals. Hashtag relationship goals. Oh yeah, that's me and bae. You don't know half of what they're putting each other through.
Mm-hmm. Cause
these women out here they be on something, you know.
Mm.
Men too. But I don't feel like you should want or look at other people and think, "That's my relationship goal."
That is true. And I am not so goody-goody that I was like in the past. I've been hurt before. Several times.
Yes.
Several times. And I was trying to hold on to a situation that God was trying to let me go from. I saw him as a relationship goal. That's the type of person just shush.
First of all, well, I can't really talk because mine was longer than yours. Okay? So I can't really talk.
But I really, really, really did love this individual. That was my second. It's this saying that I've seen on Facebook, and it's very true. You have three love of your life. My first one was my high school sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
My second one was him.
Mm-hmm.
And my third is going to be the final one.
Come on, final. Where are you?
The final one. And I'm just ready. I'm waiting. But, you know, I feel like God put me in that situation because I needed to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is just amazing. Because me, as a person, I am very giving.
Mm-hmm.
I am very submissive to somebody that I care about.
Yes.
I am submissive.
Understand.
So, I feel like if I would have still been in that situation, I wouldn't be nowhere near where I am today.
Probably not. Because we, just like you, mm-hmm. I can be catering mm-hmm. to my partners.
Shoot.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. She can be.
I mean, to be
honest. That's the essence of a woman, though.
But yeah, I'm a nurturer. Like,
yeah.
I want to make sure you good, uh-huh. you're okay.
Trust me, I understand.
I want to make sure that you know that I care, that I love my, like, I show it. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. By doing different things. Communication, you know, is one of those things. I'm a giver, you know what I'm saying? And when I give big. You get what I'm saying?
I understand.
A big part of me.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So.
And I be trying to tell Telly, I know this seems good right now. But mm-hmm. just take your time.
But that also goes back to family. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? I give a big part of myself to my family.
Mm-hmm.
I give a big part of myself. Like, I sacrifice a lot for them. I have sacrificed a lot for them.
Mm-hmm.
So when doing that for my family, I was doing that for them. That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn to tone it down in mm-hmm. all areas
mm-hmm.
of my life.
Yes.
I toned all the way down. The spirit of no.
Shonda Rhimes with that book called.
No.
The year
no.
of yes, this is the year of no. Understandable.
That spirit of no is strong with me, okay?
Understandable.
Yes, it is.
But you guys, I just the meaning of this podcast is to say social media, what people portray on social media mm-hmm. is not always what's going on behind closed doors.
Not at all.
I call social media, Instagram, Facebook, especially if you want to be a public figure
mm-hmm.
or any type of talent or business, it is your business. sorry, your business or talent resume.
It is.
People go on there to see your potential, but you don't really have to put your personal life. You don't have to put your personal information on things and feel validated for something.
One of my friends said that's what a journal is for. You can write it down to yourself.
You can write it down.
You can write it down and look at it. And nobody has to know.
Nobody has to know.
Nope.
Nobody has to know.
And I used to be one of those people. I was emotional. And I used to be like, oh, such and such did this. And I can't stand such. I ain't got time for all that. When you look at them, those memories, they'll get you.
See, my memories have always been inspirational. See,
I had some inspirational times, but I also had some red chatter times.
No. And I don't like people in my business. So I
you know, even when I first met you, how open I was.
When I first met her, she came to my house like, hey girl, like she knew me for all these years.
That's just how the type of person that I am. So I had to learn how to really shut my mouth.
Yeah.
I had to learn that. The hard way as well. You know? So,
we all had to learn to something. Shut our mouth.
So, you know, just listen, y'all. All your business don't have to go on Facebook.
It do not. Do not feel bad that you don't put your business out there. Because people listen.
Even with your relationship, you don't have to put it on Facebook.
Just let
literally,
people know.
People be pop up with husbands and wives every day. You be like, well, wait a minute. I didn't even know you were dating somebody.
Where did you come from?
Well, when you saw dating up? Well, okay, you happy?
It's nobody's business. It's none of our business.
As long as you're happy with yourself and what you got going on, it's nobody's business. Your relationship can stay private if you want to. Don't let those memes, you know how they be like, oh, if you don't post them on Facebook and Instagram, you're not really in a relationship. You got somebody else, man. Yeah. Sometimes that is the case.
Yes.
But most times it's not. They just, you're private people, like you said.
Well, I'm just letting my future know that I'm going to be on social media. You know how some people be like, oh, when we get in relationships, you need to. No, I cannot delete my social media. My business is digital.
And you don't have to. I don't understand. I don't understand that either. We don't have a joint account. This is my account. If that's the case, if you feel like you can't trust me, you want the password? If that's the case. Like, I don't understand.
If you can't trust me, why is you with me?
That's another thing. Why?
If I don't trust you, I'm leaving.
It takes a lot to be in a relationship, period.
Yeah, that's why I don't got one.
It takes a lot. If you're not trying to compromise, if you're not trying to really be with that person and deal with that person. Because when you get in a relationship, you start dating, okay, everything's good, everything's peachy keen, y'all in the honeymoon phase. Then y'all, you know, stuff starts to get real. And now you can't stand them and you don't, you know. But then you still end up together. Then you rush and get married.
Why?
You rush and get married. And then when you rush and get married, and all these things start coming out about this person, and you looking like, I don't even know you. You're right. You don't. You don't know them. You didn't get what you know is what you wanted to know.
And people, I want to speak to the young generation, even though we're a young generation too. I want to speak to our generation and the younger generation. You do not have to settle.
You don't. You can literally say no.
You do not have to settle. Mm-hmm. Don't, like we were saying, don't look at the pictures of, oh, the relationship goals, this is how I want my bae to be. Don't make that your everyday life.
He got money.
Girl,
or she got money.
That's a whole nother sermon.
Or, one of the things that stuck out to me in his series was some people you make room in your life for wasn't even supposed to make it past hello. They weren't even. You weren't even supposed to go on a date with them. They weren't even supposed to pass your door threshold. You done let them in your house.
All of it, your spirituality.
They weren't even supposed to make it. Now he your husband, now you stuck with him because you just made a covenant, and I will. And then the divorce rate's so high. Because you don't even, you weren't supposed to be with this person in the first place. Mm-mm. So now you try, what he said, trying to bless something that wasn't even ordained by him in the first place. Mm. Basically, you get in a relationship and you say, God, bless this. Mm-hmm. And you be like, well, what? How you gonna tell me?
Well, I just want to make a comment. That same man we was talking about earlier, talking about we lesbians, commenting on my thing again. But you know what? He did. I ain't even gonna look at it right now. If he come at me sideways, I'm cuss him out. I'm just letting y'all know that now.
Who's side? No.
I'm just saying.
No. Woo, woo, woo. Don't cuss him out. It's okay.
Namaste. I'm a child.
Yes. Pray for the people.
For the people.
Yeah.
In closing.
Listen. Okay. Relationship goals are not something that you see on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitterland, on the Shade Room, on World Star,
Media Takeout.
All of those things. Don't base your relationship goals on what you see other people in. Write down what it is that you want in a relationship and make sure that you can provide the same thing.
That's true. That is vital. You because can't what you're, be selfish.
What you're asking for, you should be also reciprocating.
Yes, I agree. Huh?
You good?
I'm good. I'm good.
We're done with this topic.
Because we could talk about this all day.
All day.
Okay.
So today I have a word of the day for you guys. So we're going to be doing this every segment. We're going to have a word of the day. Mainly a Spanish word, really. Mm-hmm. Being that,
Afro-Latina. She going to teach us some Spanish, y'all.
Listen, my friend going to be so mad at me.
Ooh.
Sean, because...
Why?
He don't know Spanish yet. And you see, yeah, you know how close we are. So he going to be like... He tells me that all the time. You don't never teach me... Anyway.
That's Rosetta Stone.
Girl, anyway. The word of the day is pastelitos.
And tell us the background of that word.
Can you say it? Pastelitos.
Pastelitos.
Good job. High
Yay,
five.
High five.
So pastelitos is the word. Pastelitos are pastries that can be like flaky,
deliciousness.
It is. Flaky pastries, sometimes they have sugar or like a glaze on it, and it can be filled with different things like guava and cheese, meat. Then they have this like white cheese that's like decadent. Mm-hmm. So nice. It has sprinkles.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Like sugar crystals on the top. That's my favorite. The pastelito de queso. My favorite. Mm-hmm. So the reason why I chose this word is because this very morning, I decided to go to a Dominican bakery that I love. I visited frequently, especially when I was smaller. And I went inside, and as soon as we got inside, it was funny because they were looking at us like, well, what you doing?
Yeah, especially with me with this I love being black shirt.
what you doing? So I walked in. And the lady asked us, can she help us? But when she said it, she looked at Mooney. And I looked at her. And I proceeded to say, ¿Cómo está? Yo quiero dos pastelitos de carne, dos pastelitos de queso, un jugo de manzana, un jugo de piña, dos tostadas.
Y she showed it and she did not stop.
Leche.
And I'm just like this.
And she looked at me like she saw a ghost. She was like, mm-hmm. Oh, all right. So you speak Spanish? Yes, ma'am. Yes, I do. Oh. And then she came back and proceeded to ask us if we needed anything else in Spanish. And I told her no. And when the other lady who was next to her heard me speaking Spanish, she looked at me like, wow, oh, you know. know Spanish, yes. And then, you know, most of the time when I get those looks, the next thing is, well, where are you from? Then I got to go into the whole rant and rave. Wow. That I'm Panamanian and blase blase. And it's like, listen, y'all. It's a problem for me to be black in regular America. Mm-hmm. Then it's a problem for me,
Jesus,
to have melanin in the Hispanic culture. And then on top of that, I'm a woman. Triple threat. Double. Come on. What? I'm confused. What is happening, people?
The struggles.
It is real. There are plenty of Afro-Latinos everywhere in the whole United States of the America.
Mm-hmm.
It amazes me sometimes because people literally just look at me like, how? Then they proceed to say, well, your Spanish is really good.
What is it
supposed to be? What is bad Spanish? That's bad Spanish.
So she don't think you Hispanic.
Because she thought I learned it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I did learn it in my house.
Wow.
So that's why I chose the word
pastelitos.
So let's say it, everyone. Pastelitos. I'm so proud of you. Look at you.
Hey, it's rolling off the tongue.
All right.
Well, you know, now we're on to my segment, which is called Untapped Essentials. Basically, what Untapped Essential is untapped because I have a company called Untapped Miami where I help promote local talent, artists, and entrepreneurs. And with Brunch Teas, I wanted to incorporate Untapped so I could give you Untapped Essentials on life and in business. So this one that I'm going to give to you today, I'm going to give you a quote for each one. Today's quote is, choosing to be positive and having a grateful attitude is going to determine how you're going to live your life. I say that because this morning, when this man proceeded to write what he wrote on my business page and my personal page, the first thing I wanted to do was blow up on him.
Mm-hmm.
But with me being a female and a female entrepreneur,
yes,
and somebody who wants to be taken seriously and to be respected, I know I can't lash out on that person.
Nope.
You have to remain positive. And when it comes to having grateful attitude to those who came before me, I've been around a lot of people in the entertainment industry and business industry who took me under their wing for a certain time and showed me how they live their life and their everyday life,
mm-hmm,
and their business life. And I want to let them know that I'm grateful for everything. There's going to be people that comes into your life, just like we were talking about where the relationship goes, that's not going to be there. They're only going to be there for a season.
Yeah.
And we have to embrace that.
Yep.
We have to embrace that. And we have to have a grateful attitude and be grateful for them coming into our life and giving them the small thing that they gave us. But after they leave and after that situation is done with, we have to know that we have to keep going.
Yep.
We have to keep
forward movement,
rising in our learning experience, because not one person knows everything on earth. I feel like if you learn something once a day, you're moving.
Yeah, definitely.
You're moving. So that's my Untapped Essentials for the day. Always keep a positive attitude and be grateful. Always keep a positive attitude, because once you sit in that hurt or you sit in the person leaving,
mm-hmm,
it's going to fester and it's going to bother. You're not going to be able to focus. Sometimes you need to know to keep it moving, be positive, be grateful, and continue to live your life and pursue what you want to do.
Yeah, having a positive attitude is key. Me personally, I try to be optimistic because I know what it is to just stay in your mess, and it's, mm-hmm, not going to get you anywhere.
Mm-mm.
You're going to literally be stagnant, just do nothing.
And then when the man wrote back, mm-hmm, while we was on the podcast, I wanted to reach for my phone and look at it, but I kept a positive attitude. Stay positive. You stay positive,
mm-hmm,
because the devil will try.
Yeah, you. I mean, speaking to your situation, personally, you have to find something positive in a negative situation. Mm-hmm. You got to spin it around.
Always. Because it's always a lesson.
Yeah. You can say, for instance, you didn't have no money to get on the bus. But you're able to walk to your job. Mm-hmm. Thank God that you're able, or, you know, that you're able to walk to work. Because some people don't have legs. Mm-hmm. That's something, that's spinning it in a positive
way. Yes, that is.
What else? Say, for instance, you didn't have enough money to buy groceries, but you just so happened to find a pack of noodles. Listen.
It's food. It ain't nutritionist.
But you're eating. Nutritional. But you're eating.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're not going to bed hungry.
Yeah.
You know, just find something to be grateful for, to be happy for, the use and activities of your limbs, being able to speak, being able to see. You know, a lot of these things we take for granted. Mm-hmm. So if you keep a positive attitude and you're just grateful for being alive, that's always one. Waking up, mm-hmm. you know, having a roof over your head, shoes on your feet, something. Mm-hmm. I think that soon enough you'll be that positive energy will turn your situation around.
I believe that, and I completely agree. So, you have any closing words for today?
Keep your head up. Like you said before, stay positive. You don't have to look to social media mm-hmm. to try to be what they are. Look within yourself. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're happy. Make sure you stay positive. And make sure that no matter what you do, you're grateful for everything that you have. Mm-hmm. Even when it seems like you don't have enough, you got enough. Mm-hmm. And when you are grateful for what you have, you'll get more.
Amen to that. My last word for today, we talked about relationship goals. We talked about untapped essentials, positivity, and gratitude. And we also talked about, I think that was it. We had a lot of stuff going on with that relationship goals.
We did.
We talked about the relationship goals, and we talked about positivity and gratitude. But my last words is, be true to yourself.
Yep.
I said this in the first podcast. I'm gonna say it again. It's a lot of people pretending to be somebody that they're not so they could get recognition or they can get the exposure that they're looking for. Mm-hmm. Remember, once you get that exposure of being somebody you're not, you have to play a role of that person.
That's hard,
because that's how you maintain. Got on.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to maintain that.
And then people wonder why there's so many, not saying that I know of any or I could think of somebody at the top of my head. Mm-hmm. People wonder why celebrities be depressed.
Yeah, they're not happy. Most of them aren't happy.
And what tore me apart was when Robin Williams committed suicide.
Yeah, he was one of my favorite actors.
And I'm like, how can this man, like, what was he going through? Oh, shit. Well, guys, the video stopped recording.
Go for this thing, what you said.
Yeah, the video stopped recording. That's why I said, oh, shit. But, it just tore me up inside. And then we have to realize we don't know what people are going through in everyday life. So always keep a positive attitude. Always be positive. Mm-hmm. Don't bring negativity into a situation, because you're only going to make it worse for you and that person. And that person is going to bring more negativity towards you. So I'm going to keep it short since our video stopped mm-hmm. on us.
You don't have to keep it short. Go ahead.
But girl, we're going to be in here for another 10-15 minutes if I don't cut it short right now.
Go ahead.
But I just thank you guys for tuning in to our first real episode of Brunch Teas.
Woo!
Last week we was kind of clowning.
We did it. Yay. No, I seen us. We did it.
We was kind of clowning. But trust me, there's going to be more topics.
More content, yes. Definitely.
More content. This one was kind of serious, but trust me, the laughs is coming back. Okay? And we're gonna be back next week with what, Tally?
more heat.
We're going to be back next week with more heat.
Yes. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Brunch Tees, and on Instagram at Brunch Tees _.
Also, you can learn more about us as individuals and us as a whole with Brunch Tees on our official website, brunchtees.com.
Definitely. What else?
No, Telly Mo. You can follow Telly Mo too on her Facebook and her Instagram pages.
Yes, Telly Mo on Facebook and Telly Mo underscore on Instagram.
And you can follow me at Mooney Holmes everywhere. Everywhere, my loves. So thank you for tuning in, and thanks, I can't wait for next week.
Yep, can't wait. Y'all have a great day.
Bye.